Good morning, family first. Nina speaking.
Hello, Nina. How are you?
I'm
This is
fine,
Jamal.
yourself?
I'm good. This is Damar Gamma. Calling with Keith on first.
Yes.
I want to say, I'm trying to pull up what I was calling on about. I believe Mr. Joseph Dorsey.
What's the last name?
Dorsey.
Dorsey. Dorsey. Let me pull his file up. He's showing discharge in our system. Let me just check why.
Yeah.
My computer is really slow right now. Sorry, I apologize.
That's okay.
Okay, how can I assist you with him?
So, I was talking to him yesterday, and he said, so he's authorized for, I guess, 14 hours weekly, and he's saying that he doesn't receive any services.
He discharged from our agency. We never serviced him. It stated that on 12/3 of 2025, he informed the coordinator that he was switching to another agency. So this was they switched out because the caregiver didn't want to EBV. They didn't want to clock in and out.
Oh, okay. So I don't know, but he has an active he has an active authorization with you guys. So I guess those plans.
Yeah, that's why we
Okay.
didn't bill, because they informed him and the caregiver informed us that they were switching agencies due to the caregiver was refusing to clock in and out.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't. You said he called or a service coordinator called and told you?
Nope. Spoke with the client, the coordinator at the time, spoke with the patient coordinator here, spoke with the client and the caregiver. And the caregiver refused to clock in and out. They was looking for another agency that they didn't have to do that.
Okay, yeah. He didn't, well, he act like he just didn't know he had hours at all.
So what I can do is I can get the coordinator that was assigned at the time. He may have more detailed information in regards to him.
Okay. I mean, it's not big. I just wanted to know why they weren't being why the hours weren't being used.
Yeah,
Anywhere but at the record
I'm looking at previous notes. The case coordinator here has been working with his caregiver for quite some time in regards to her being compliant with EVB for verification that services is provided.
who's the caregiver?
Let me just see who that was. Casway Dorsey.
Who?
Casway Dorsey.
Whatever. What about his daughter or something?
Let
You
me
don't know.
see. doesn't have female. Let me pull her file. Let me see. There's a female male. Sorry, right now. It's a male.
Okay, that's a fine. Fine. Yeah, so. Okay. Okay, so you just said in your system. In your system, he was the first.
Say that again.
I said, in your system, he was discharged.
Yes. Yes, we have him on discharge due to refusal of electronic verification. And I think part of it also, I'm looking at the notes that the case coordinator here put in. Also, the client was upset because he had got a reduction from 20 hours to 14. So that kind of opened up a whole big situation too as well.
Okay. So. And what day was this? What day was this that he got this for?
Let me just see what they put in.
December?
Yeah, December 1st.
Okay. So was anybody billing before that? Because he says that he didn't. He was like kind of oblivious that he still had services.
Let me see if there was anything on here. Calendar. No. Not at all.
You said nobody was going?
Mm-mm.
Okay. When was the last time somebody built?
We didn't bill at all. The caregiver started on the 1st of December. He's there the 1st and the 2nd, and then after that, that's when they told us that they was discharging out.
Okay.
So we didn't bill because they didn't provide a timesheet or there was no electronic verification that he worked.
Okay. So. All right. Now, well, but it says this was active since. This was active since December 5th, 2024. This authorization.
Let me see what authorization we have. Yeah, they say December the 8th. 2024. Let me go back to see in 2024 to see if anything was there on 2024 December. Same caregiver. Let me see what happened in December 2024. Let's see, Renette, what's the character record? Let's see, who was the case coordinator at that time? fever or clocks. It's sitting in there. We just didn't bill. I don't know why. Let me see if I see anything on here that's new case. 25th. The number on my file disconnected. I have no clue. There's no nothing in here. In 2024. Let me see. Caregiver. Yep. Time she's today clocked in. What is this? The 16th of 2024. Let me go to this date. That was billed and paid. The caregiver was paid from December the 16th through the 19th.
Yes, sir.
And these was clocks. Mm-hmm. Of 2024.
Oh, 2024.
Yep.
Well, nothing
he was
this
clocking
year?
Nothing from 2025, only 2024.
Okay.
Let me see the last time
just,
we billed.
I'm just
see.
Trying to figure out. I'm just trying to figure out. Like, they just mentioned that they had no services because if they don't have this service, they don't even have any services. So they don't even, you know, they don't have any. This was the only service that they had. And they asked me. But I'm saying that, like, well, it never came up on, like, a missed shift report or anything.
Let me just going back to see when the last time we actually stopped billing. I mean, February. Let me see, the 27th of February. March is there. March 19th, last year. It looks like everything was doing very well and towards the end of 2025.
Until the end of 2025?
Yeah, let me see. I'm in April. Yeah, April. There's missed clocks on April the 21st through the 23rd. Yeah, that's when it start falling apart. Yep. That's when it start falling apart in April of 2025. Let me see if I can get the case coordinator on the line at the time, because he probably has more information. And because he was in communication with the caregiver and the client. Let me see if I can get him on the line, okay?
All right. You just give me a call, but...
Okay. No problem.
What's your name?
My name is Knight. Nina Knight, right. With a K. So the person that's going to give you a call back, his name is Robin Pulo.
Okay.
Okay? I'll have them give you a call right now, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.